It's our Friday tradition. Susan Slusser and the first place Giants. Our Friday tradition.
Right.
Sluss, you're lucky. You made the jump over the Giants beat just in time for Willie Mays' 90th.
Good morning. How fun is that?
Right.
How fun is that? Yeah. I'm so proud of the work that all my Chronicle colleagues, especially John Shea, did with a special section we did for Mays' birthday yesterday. I hope people got to see a copy of yesterday's Chronicle because John, I mean, you did amazing work. There are great stories. Bruce Jenkins, everybody pitched in. But John got three former presidents, I guess they're always presidents, on the phone to talk about Mays, among others. So,
that's so cool.
You know, there's dozens and dozens of notable people wishing Mays a very happy birthday and explaining why he's so important to them. And then my colleague Matt Kawahara today with yet another, something on Bob Melvin and growing up in the Bay Area, idolizing Mays and, you know, having the locker. Can you imagine your first spring training, having the locker during spring training between Mays and McCovey and getting to talk to him? So, and look at Bob now, you know, you never know. Maybe stuff like that kind of all contributes. So really, really good stuff. Happy birthday.
I totally agree. And I loved, of all the stories, I mean, you mentioned the Melvin one was kind of surprisingly heartwarming. And it was just, he was so seemingly genuinely in awe of Willie. And there's that picture that came with it, too, from Bob. I guess Bob gave the picture to Matt where he's sitting there talking. And you know Bob. I mean, you covered him forever. And, you know, he's as genuine as the day is long, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You're right. Heartwarming. For a kid that grew up in Menlo Park and then played for the Giants, now manages, goes to Cal, manages a local team. I did not know that story was coming. And that was, I thought I was just going to be Bob, you know, like one of those little snippets we had from a bunch of different people. And I threw Howard Bryant in there.
Yeah, I saw HP. Know? That's us, Susan. Yeah. You, me, and Howard, and Gary, and the whole crew. Yeah, we're doing it. We're still doing it.
I love Willie Mays, you know?
I know. That was good.
Dave Stewart was telling me about going to see Mays and Clemente and then staying afterwards to get Mays's autograph and that, you know, how much that had meant to him and how he tries to treat people the way that Willie Mays did when Stu was a kid. And I was like, oh man, you're so lucky you get to see Mays and Clemente. And then I thought, yes, but you're also about 10 years older than me. So I guess that's the trade-off. I would have loved to see those guys though.
Totally. Yeah.
Susan, just it's because it's my obligation every time we talk to you. It's like you seeing Paul Weller and Nick Hayward in the same show.
You know what I mean?
See? Oh, absolutely. Hey, I snuck Clem Burke into that bunch of people.
That was you. We were going nuts yesterday,
I
Susan.
Went crazy
we were
over
like,
that.
How did he get in there?
This is the best.
Give us the story.
Yeah, Clem, I've got a friend, sadly, a late friend from my high school, Robert Louis Stevenson of Pebble Beach, John Ferreter, who is a sort of a Hollywood super agent before his untimely death 2 years ago. Wonderful man. And John played in a band called the Tearaways, who still exists. Big Santa Barbara band. They're wonderful. Lots of albums. Tearaways. Everybody go look for them. And Clem's their drummer. So I know Clem and a million other people through my friend John. But yeah, Clem's awesome. Clem plays in everybody knows him from Blondie.
Right.
But he plays in a billion bands. He never stops. He's in his 60s and he just keeps going. He wakes up in the morning and wants to go play the drums for anybody.
Love that. I love that. Yeah.
If you got a band, Clem will be happy to be your drummer, I'm sure.
Well, Polly and Susan, it was Todd Rundgren who said, I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
That's
right?
It.
Didn't
you
say that?
Exactly.
By the way, just on a
took that to heart.
On a personal note, Adam Copeland's dad, Brian Copeland, noted television performer, playwright, actor, comedian, talented dude. Basically, the guy who Copes, you know, will never be, basically, is who it will be. I'm just kidding. I'm riffing. But on a serious note, that was his agent, your friend John.
Yeah.
Was Copes' dad's agent.
Yeah.
So rest in peace.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sorry about that news,
yeah,
but
right.
Anyway.
He was everybody. He was Piers Morgan's agent. So
yeah.
I don't know how he feels about Piers, but Piers loved John like a brother. So,
man.
Despite his maybe other many failings, I've got a little bit of a warm spot for him for the way he always treated me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, there you go. All right. Well, listen, lucky you you're going to the park, right? Tonight you're going?
I am. Who's going to miss that? Everybody should. Well, I guess everybody can't be there because of the restrictions, but anybody that can go there should be there. And if not, watch it on TV, listen on KMBR. That is going to be special with all the Mays festivities. Willie Mays Day. Every day is kind of Willie
and
Day.
Mario told us that they're going to drive him around in an old-timey car before the game on the warning track. So, you know, parents out there, grandparents who have sons and daughters, grandsons and granddaughters, this is one of those things you want to do so that they can say, What'd you do? I saw Willie Mays, right?
Absolutely. 100%. Love it.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. We're all settled. Everybody's going. It's going to be a 41,000 at the yard. I'm kidding. We can't do that. All right. So, meantime, Susan, oh, by the way, once Willie gets his cake and his wave, heck of a series unfolding here. Padre, you finally get to see the Padres in person. You know, Giants take 2 or 3 from them. They take 2 or 3 from the Giants. They're a half game back. I kind of feel like, you know, this is going to be a good one. And you got DeSclafani, Gausman, and then can you confirm Johnny Cueto coming back?
Johnny Cueto on Sunday, you know, if all systems are go, which we understand, they're actually lifting him. So that you're right. The Giants aren't playing their best, you know, coming off of a tough road trip. I did see the Padres during the spring, and, man, you know, we know that's a talented squad. Kind of got off on a little bit of not the best foot, but they had injuries. But the Giants' real problem now is injuries. You know, they're already 11 guys on the aisle. They'll get a couple back this weekend with Yaz and Cueto, but, you know, that Buster goes out the other night and you're thinking, oh, geez, like, it's everybody. You know, he probably will be back in, but, you know, it's just a kind of a bad trend. It's a bummer. 11 guys on the IL is too many. Tyler Beede, though, last night makes a start, rehab start at Sacramento, so he's getting close.
Good. Ooh, good. That's a good one.
Yeah, that rotation that we had so many questions about, honestly, they've got too many guys now.
Wow.
So those things get sorted out, but Logan Webb probably goes to the bullpen. We've talked about this before. I think that's a really nice look for that bullpen. And if there's an area that does need help right now, it's the bullpen. Yeah. So that could mean very good things, I think. We've seen Logan Webb can dominate for 3-4 innings. Perfect. Almost make him like a piggyback starter, basically take away a whole day of the week, maybe two, from the bullpen and give them a rest. Overworked obviously has affected McGee, and then underwork, you know, he's in that kind of no man's land of pitching either every day or not pitching at all in a week. So he needs to either get, you know, a little more regular rest or a little more regular work or something. They need that sweet spot. So this is the start of that, I think.
Yeah, good stuff, Susan. And, you know, this isn't like a super-duper headline story, but it's just kind of been gnawing at me, and that is how Steven Duggar snuck back in. I kind of missed the whole thing. I mean, I guess it had something to do with Sky Bolt and Yaz, and it happened like on last Friday night, and then we didn't come on the air till Monday. All of a sudden, Duggar's in there, and he's playing. Maybe not tonight because Snell's a lefty, right? So, yeah. But like, what's the story? Like, I thought when they went and got Talkman, they were basically saying, yeah, no Duggar. But here he is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, first you go, okay, they went out and got Lamont Wade. So Duggar kind of goes down a little bit down the radar. Then they go out and get Talkman. You're like, wow, that guy's really down the road. You know, they trade for Sky Bolt and they claim him on waivers. I'm like, ah, man, Duggar's really going down. And yeah, he's back. And, you know, he's a nice piece for a fourth outfielder type, can come in and give you something. So I think he still has a place with the Giants, obviously. Now, when they get Yaz back, he's probably the first guy out. He's the yo-yo guy. But no shame in that. A lot of really good players got their start as yo-yo guys. After covering the A's so long, I can tell you numerous ones, but Matt Olson is a guy that comes to mind.
Nice.
He was
a
yo-yo guy one year.
Yeah, that worked out.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So, all right. Well, listen.
Former outfielder Matt Olson.
Susan, when you hang up with us, be sure and text Clem Burke and tell him that we support his drum play.
Yeah, that was great, man.
Yeah, and that was fun to mix it up there. So we got Mike Murphy swinging a bat in the on-deck circle, so we'll let you go. I know, Murph, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to tell us the story. I'm going to make him tell us the story, Susan, that Chris Haft broke in his book of Willie Mays telling Murph one night after a game at Dodger Stadium, "Get in the car. We're going to dinner." And they drove for 2 hours. "Where are we going?" He didn't tell them where they were going. They went to Frank Sinatra's house in Palm Springs.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know. So
man, that is a life.
We'll do that next.
Life.
So, all right. Enjoy tonight.
All right.
It's going to be historic.
You got my Clem Burke.
There it
is.
Yes.
Take care, Susan.
Thanks, Susan. See ya.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There she is. Susan Slusser of the Chronicle. Always a good cheer.
You didn't know it was her that brought in Clem.
Yeah. I didn't. But it doesn't surprise me one whit.
See what I mean?
And that's a music head.
I'll tell you what, these
Susan
rock stars,
Slusser,
man, they gravitate to the baseball guys. I think about, well, she probably knows this too. I should have asked maybe next time, is the whole Billy Bean Ramones thing. And his, like, you know,
Billy's with all of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's had Rancid up there and that little pop punk band out of Campbell.
Yeah,
and
I think he used to hang with Strummer a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Post-Clash, he used to hang with Strummer.
Yeah, Billy. We got to do two for a Billy hit.
Anytime. That's your guy.
He's like whitewater rafting up in Bend or something. You know what I mean? Occasionally checking texts about the A's. He's like, well, that's where he's living up now. I didn't mean to tell him private stories about Billy, but I think he's up there now.
You got the garage code up there?
Nice place to be, by the way. When they hand us the frying pan, you and I might head up to Bend. I think he's not checking A's text, though, until he checks that Dutch third-level football club text.
I just want to let everybody know, but just because of my new vantage point, by the way, Murph, I was able to look out the window just by happenstance and see Lee Hammer throwing, like, COVID elbows at people.
That's our guy, Hammer.
Down the hall. Masked up, throwing elbows. Yeah.
Here we go with a Mike Murphy. So a little dose, micro dose.
Okay.
And then Murph. And then my man Lindbergh Porter.
A lot going on today.
And then Trey Lance's high school coach.
Oh, man.
Then Hammer. You know all on KMBR 104.5 and 680, the Sports Leader.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.